When it comes to cryptocurrencies, your eyes might glaze over and some might think of shady characters playing high-stakes financial games over the internet, sometimes with criminal intent. While Bitcoin dominates global headlines, it's just one of 1,300 players in the fast-evolving cryptocurrency market. A local Australian player is Nature's Coin, and it's developing a digital currency for use in environmental and ecological projects backed by United Nations principles. And at the same time, Australia's Financial Intelligence Agency is racing to keep up with the rise of cryptocurrencies. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
In the volatile world of cryptocurrencies, fortunes can be made and lost not in weeks and months, but minutes and milliseconds. And a big criticism is that the cryptocurrency market is all about making fast money through sometimes questionable trading. But an Australian crypto offering called Nature's Coin wants to change that image.
Well, Nature's Coin is very different from other cryptocurrencies which are littering the market. For a start, it's backed by real assets. Most cryptocurrencies really are nothing more than hot air.
Nature's Coin executive director Ian Jones says unlike some popular competitors like Bitcoin, this digital currency has practical purposes that might even make an increasingly cynical world a better place.
Essentially, it connects people, corporations, governments and non-government organisations on a single platform that supports fairness, prosperity and environmental sustainability.
What can you do with a cryptocurrency like Nature's Coin that you can't do, say, for example, with the US dollar or the euro or any other currency?
The way that the system is at the moment, it really needs a whole new approach. Most people want to make a difference. They recycle, they donate and they try to do the right thing. And then along comes someone like Donald Trump and rips up the Paris Climate Accord, and they just wonder why they bother. So they feel disempowered. So instead, using the blockchain architecture, we can actually work it so that corporate social responsibility becomes an investment asset, so they get rewarded for doing good. Blockchain is just the next version of the internet. It's a very clever piece of software that builds trust back into the internet. And cryptocurrencies are just like the receipt, which shows you own that particular asset.
Nature's Coin is yet to go to the market, but already Australia's Financial Intelligence Agency, AUSTRAC, is regulating more than 150 potential competitors.
We call them digital currency exchange providers. So ultimately, they are the point to which Australian currency is put into an exchange and then converted into a cryptocurrency.
AUSTRAC's Deputy Chief Executive Brad Brown says information about cryptocurrency providers is closely monitored, given real global risks for money laundering, terror financing and cybercrime.
Each one will obviously have a business model and be required to be an established business in Australia. They might be a electronic footprint, so to speak, as opposed to having a bricks and mortar office.
Some cryptocurrency providers say their crypto product is all about the greater good. Is that just spin, or do you believe there are credible uses?
There is an increasing considerations around the use of digital currencies to enable financial inclusion around the world. There are more and more businesses that are accepting cryptocurrencies as a form of value. And if that does occur, there's obviously an increasing legitimacy to the operations and the use of those currencies.
It's AUSTRAC's Brad Brown, ending Peter Ryan's report.